But when we're talking about dates, there's lots of different dates, right? So we have a best before date, we have expiry dates, and they're different. So a best before date is more about quality. An expiry date is more about food safety. So if you have something with an expiry date, I would suggest not to consume those products after the expiration date. The best before date, however, sometimes you can keep those things a little longer if you've stored them well.
Hi, I'm Greg.
And I'm Michelle. And this is Inspect and Protect, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency's official podcast.
All about food safety, animal health, and plant health.
Greg, you ever got that pit in your stomach where, you know, it's snack time, you're hungry, but then you open up your fridge and you realize there's some items that have been in there for a long time?
Always.
So you think to yourself, okay, maybe it's time to finally clean things up. But what do all these dates mean on these items? How do you know what's still good and what should be checked out? How do you avoid food waste?
For sure, that's happened to me. This episode, we've invited date labeling expert Laura Reed to help us understand how to interpret those best before dates and other useful labels on our food.
My name is Laura Reed. I'm the manager of the food labeling section in the Consumer Protection and Market Fairness Division of the agency's Policy and Programs Branch.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for joining us today.
Can you tell us a little bit about best before dates? Like, how should people interpret these labels when they're sorting it through their fridge or pantry looking at food?
That's a great question. So first of all, you should know that best before dates indicate things like freshness and taste, and they're required on prepackaged foods that have a shelf life of 90 days or less. Examples of those foods would be fresh meats or milk. But for foods that have a shelf life more than 90 days, like dried pasta or canned fruits, manufacturers can voluntarily add a best before date. The main thing for consumers to keep in mind is that the best before date is about food quality, not food safety. The best before date will tell you that unopened food products should keep their freshness, their taste, their nutritional value, and other qualities until that specified date. If it's opened, though, the shelf life could be shortened, so it's important to store your foods properly before and after they're opened so they remain safe to eat. So when that date has passed, a food can lose some of its freshness and flavor, its texture could have changed, or it may lose some of its nutritional value. Some foods are okay to eat after the best before date has passed, like rice or cookies, for example. Consumers should remember, though, that some foods will become microbiologically unsafe without necessarily seeing signs of spoilage, so they may not be best to consume after the date has passed. All that to say, though, consumers can use a best before date as a guide when they're sorting through their fridge or their pantry.
So it's really about food quality, not like a food safety issue.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if we have food in our pantry or in our fridge that's past the best before date, we shouldn't judge each other, right? unless there's mold, don't eat that.
Exactly. No, I for sure probably have a few things in my pantry that are expired. Well, maybe I should pass the best before date. Because there is a distinction between best before dates and expiry dates, right?
Yeah.
And we have lots of other dates in Canada that we talk about.
Can you run us through a description of each of them?
So expiration dates are required on a small number of specific foods like infant formula and meal replacements. These foods have strict compositional and nutritional specifications that might not be met after their date has passed. Expiry dates and best before dates are not the same thing. So best before dates, like I spoke about, are they're about food quality, not food safety, and are required on foods that have a shelf life of less than 90 days. And you'll find those on foods throughout the grocery store. For example, meats, fish, poultry, milk, and bread. As long as the food has been stored properly, those foods would be okay to eat for the most part after the best before date has passed. Then we see a use-by date, which is required on prepackaged fresh yeast. Some meat products and certain seafood, like clams and oysters, are required to have a manufacturing or a production date or a harvest date, as is the case for shellfish. The freeze-by date is an example of a voluntary date that tells you that a product can be frozen to maintain its quality if it's not eaten by that date. And then on certain other foods, you might see other dates that are required. We do notice, though, in the market that consumers really want to see dates on their food, so voluntarily manufacturers can add those dates.
Right.
Another important thing to know is that there's rules about date labeling. For example, these dates must be truthful and not misleading. And they can't, if they're added voluntarily, they can't take the place of a mandatory best before date. in cases where the date labeling is required, there's display rules, such as for language, for format, for legibility, and location. In addition to dates, we also have lot codes, which provide information about when the food was manufactured. And that's useful for consumers and manufacturers, as well as retailers, because these lot codes help with traceability, especially in the case of a recall. So to summarize, many foods have dates. Some are required to carry dates, but even when they're added voluntarily, they have to be truthful and not misleading. And there's rules for how to use them. But really, to answer a question about expired foods in your pantry, generally, when we're looking at date marking at the agency, we focus our efforts on verifying mandatory information is truthful and it's available to consumers so they can make decisions.
What about refrigerate after opening? That's like my big key issue so many times. Is there any guidance around whether it's still safe to consume, or is that also kind of a best before situation?
I would say generally when they add things about storage conditions on a food's label, it's best to follow those instructions because they can't guarantee that the food is going to be safe if they're not stored properly.
Right.
I would say generally things like, you know, jam or maple syrup or the wow butter I have in my pantry. Generally, I try to put those in the fridge after they've been opened.
Right. I think about like wine, you know, you're supposed to consume wine, red wine, for instance,
within a week,
which, you know, usually isn't a problem. But, you know, it's still good after that length of time, right?
For sure. And if the taste is not what you're expecting, you can always cook with it too, right?
Good point. Right. That's a great tip. Unlike salsa, which seems to be my product of choice in the fridge that goes
bad. Oh, that happens
bad.
To me too.
Oh. What other product would you say seems to be popular for, unfortunately, going into the waste bin?
At my house, I would say some of the green vegetables that the kids are not super happy to take in their lunch.
We did a bit of research on this after speaking with Laura. And according to Canada's Zero Waste Council, the food items that are most frequently wasted are vegetables and fruits, leftovers, bread and bakery, and dairy and eggs.
Vegetables and fruits are by far the main culprits. Calculated by weight, they represent 45% of wasted foods in Canada. Do you have a separate pantry, like that's chock-a-block full of stuff, like a doomsday prepper like we do here?
My pantry's pretty full. I would say if there's a big apocalypse in Barrhaven, you could come to my house and I could probably feed quite a number of people for a while. Although I can't speak to how delicious everything is going to be, but I do tend to have a pretty stocked pantry.
Yeah, that's the biggest challenge for us is, you know, when you buy a new, like we go through a ton of like chicken broth, for instance, or beef broth. And so I'll buy a new mega pack of that. And then I have to bring the old stuff from the back in front to try and have the stuff that I should use soonest, closest kind of thing.
Yep.
But then you'll get like cans of soup that are been there for sometimes 15 years.
Stock rotation is important for sure. Yeah.
So do you have any favorite recipes or things to do with food leftovers or scraps?
I think there's some apps where you can scan the food in your fridge or your pantry, or you can enter the foods that you have, and the apps will give you great recipes. So, for instance, you know, after Thanksgiving, everybody's kind of turkeyed out, and then, but you always have a little bit of leftover turkey. So I try to make like a pasta, turkey, mac and cheese, that kind of thing. Mm. Those types of casseroles are usually pretty great for using up some stuff you might find hidden in your fridge.
I think my go-to is always banana bread. Somehow, we always end up with one banana.
Oh, us too.
That's turning a little bit too dark. They put it in the freezer.
One banana, you're lucky.
Yeah, oh, the freezer is packed.
It's banana pancakes on Saturday mornings at my place to use up the bananas for sure.
I would probably have at least a dozen frozen bananas. I'm thinking maybe even 20 frozen bananas right now, but they do get used up. So freeze your yogurt and the bananas, make a smoothie. It, you know, problem solved.
There you go.
There you go.
Perfect idea.
Laura, I really appreciate, we really appreciate you being here.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
Yeah, great. It's been my pleasure.
After speaking with Laura, we were curious to learn more about food waste in Canada. So we reached out to a food waste expert.
I'm Sophie Langlois-Blouin. I'm Vice President of Operations at RESIC Quebec. and I'm also a board member of the National Zero Waste Council.
We're happy to have you here, Sophie. Thanks for joining us.
So, Sophie, how bad of a problem is food waste in Canada?
The National Zero Waste Council did a study a few years back, and we found out that 63% of food Canadian household throw away is considered avoidable. So it was edible at some point before it was put into the organics collection or in the bin. And for the average household, avoidable food waste amounts to 4.5 meals per week.
Wow.
Which is the equivalent of $1,300 per year. So I would say it's significant. And for Canada altogether, avoidable food waste from households amounts to 2.3 million tons per year. So yeah, it's a lot of food that should have been eaten before going to landfill or composting, for example.
For sure.
So do we know if food waste is mostly a consumer issue, or is it like a bigger issue at other places in the supply chain?
We see food loss and waste across the food chain. So there's food loss and waste at the production level, distribution, transformation, retail also. Households do have a part in this, but it's a bigger issue than that. So that's why we need collective efforts. Those collective efforts are needed, and every sector has to contribute in order to reduce food loss and waste in Canada.
Do you have any kind of top tips for people looking to avoid food waste?
I have a lot of tips. The Love Food Hate Waste campaign and the website, which is available in French and English, offers a lot of tips. But I wrote down five that I want to share with you. The first one is plan for the right amount. So it looks simple, but it's something you could do at home. When, for example, you have guests over, instead of serving everyone a portion, you can just serve the meal family style, so everyone can get the portion they want. And I find this particularly useful with kids. For instance, when you serve them smaller portions first, and then if they really like the food you serve, then they can have more. So it lessens the food you have to throw away, for example. Reheat leftovers and make sure that your leftovers are easily seen in the fridge. So, for instance, you can put them on the shelf that is at your sight level, so you don't forget you have leftovers, because leftovers are one of the food we throw away at home after vegetables and fruit. So make sure that you use your leftovers and freeze them if you don't think you will heat them in the following days. And the freezer is really your best friend for everything, I think. Most of the food can be frozen, so it's also a good way to have, for example, fruits. We have berries that are produced in Canada, in Quebec, for example, in the summer. So freeze them and you'll have them during winter, for example, for smoothies or muffins. So that's a good, the freezer is really a good friend. The other thing I would say store well. So make sure that you put the food in the right place. So if it's in the cupboard, on the counter, in the fridge, on the Love Food Hate Waste website, we have for different type of foods, how long you can put them on the counter or in the fridge. So that's a good tool to look up.
Yeah, you're right on with the freezer, though. Those are some great tips. My favorite is frozen grapes. I discovered them like a couple of years ago, and they just, I don't know, it makes them sweeter. I think I like green ones better, but like seedless grapes frozen, it's a game changer.
I've never done that.
No, it's really, really good.
It's like a popsicle.
Yeah, it's the texture is kind of like, when it's super frozen, it's a little bit hard, but when it thaws just a little bit, it's just, oh, it's,
yeah,
it's really, really nice.
So, Sophie, can you tell us a bit about the work that you're doing in collaboration with the Love Food Hate Waste campaign?
Yes, Recy Québec has been a partner in the campaign since its beginning in 2018. So it's a Canadian campaign that is overseen by the National Zero Waste Council. And right now we're engaging local governments, so municipalities, into the campaign. So we have some cities in the province of Quebec that are coming into the campaign. And so we're gonna work together in order to increase awareness about food loss and waste and make sure that citizens in the province have the tips and tools in order to reduce food waste at all.
Thanks for joining us.
It was my pleasure.
If you're looking for more info on date labeling, we've linked to a handy written guide in our description. If you're listening from the CFIA website, you'll find it by scrolling down on our Learn More section.
We've also inserted links to Recyc Québec, Love Food Hate Waste, and Canada's National Zero Waste Council. You'll find lots of creative tips to use up extra food, as well as recent initiatives in Canada to reduce food waste.
This has been Inspect and Protect, the CFIA's official podcast.